You're listening to the Slavic Literature Pod, your shelf help guide to all things Slavic.
I'm Cameron Lulana.
And I'm Magnus Asimovich.
And today we're covering part 2, chapter 27 of Vasily Grossman's life and fate, continuing to tell Victor's story as he has come back to Moscow triumphant with his new theory in hand, just in time for the new administration at the Institute to basically do nothing with it, for his family to be, well, Ludmilla's not happy with how many eggs they get, and Victor says, well, it's, of course, we only should get so many eggs. We're just lowly scientists, but it's really kicking the face that Sokolov, that hack, gets the same number of eggs that we do, which is about how his work life is going as well. So just great. And as he says at the end of the chapter, he is alone at his family, among family and friends. Tough place to be.
Yeah, tough place to be when you perpetually put yourself there.
You're right.
Isn't it? Yeah, one of our Discord users, Leia, today said, Strim going off about the eggs doesn't bode well. And I think that kind of summarizes this chapter in general. It does not bode well.
Not great. It's got a great little bit of anthropological, I think, value in looking at the, especially the ways the canteen works for the different mm-hmm. roles. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but to your point, the egg conversation, not great. I think your mental health might not be in the best place when you're raving to your wife about how it's really a shame that this coworker you don't like it's the same number of eggs as you do, and really he should get one less.
Yeah, I think it's really a very funny contrast that we have in this chapter compared to the very high science and these lofty discussions on freedom and creativity. And as soon as we return to Moscow, Victor's primary concern is, why can't I have one more egg than Sokolov? Or why can't he have one less egg than me, just symbolically, so everybody knows that I'm the better, smarter scientist? And I also like how quickly he abandons any sort of ideal where when they're discussing, like you said, the canteens, and he says, there's no trace of socialism in our canteen. Anyway, I don't give a damn. And then, oh, you want to hear what this president told me today? Immediately on to the next thing.
Ludmilla is super interesting in this chapter because this chapter is obviously from Victor's point of view. So Ludmilla is kind of taking on the sort of we don't have any of her internal life here. We just have the Ludmilla, which is making Victor at night when he's saying things to her and she falls asleep, starts to repeat those things to his to Sokolov's wife, who he imagines there, and says, oh, how silly of me. And is now like, oh, he starts thinking very negatively right in this chapter, where I was like, all right, Ludmilla's always yelling at me just because I'm bad at everything in the house, and she put up with for 5 years before she realized it's kind of a annoying thing to have in a husband.
Yeah, I do like the way that I don't know, I have to think there's sort of some maybe irony, depending on how you read it, of this sort of, I don't know if you'd say like falling out of love, probably not quite, but that sort of realization that those things that maybe were kind of endearing at first are kind of annoying characteristics, actually, when you have to live with that every single day. And yeah, Victor is just kind of portrayed as very helpless and kind of a slight nuisance around the house, as he is at work as well, it seems. But he is a good scientist.
He's a good scientist. I do think it's interesting to compare this against Stalingrad, whereas now you can kind of see him moving towards infidelity, right? In the way that he cuts himself off from his grieving wife and starts thinking of her in these such negative terms. And that's, it's almost like, my home life is so bad, I'm so alone. Right, compared to, he also kind of almost has an affair in Stalingrad, sort of an unfinished plot line, where he just really just does not have the same character as it does in this novel. It's really just like he's mildly lonely while he's on a work trip.
Yeah,
Victor has more depth, and he's become a worse person for it.
Yeah, but that's old Victor for us, I guess.
That's old Victor. I respect that being the author avatar.
Yeah.
I said I'll say it again.
I do respect that more and more as we go on. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah. I think that's all I really had to say about this chapter. Like we're saying, it's very similar to the last one.
Yeah, it does have a lot of similarities, but still a good one. Still love the gross man. All right, I think that's going to do it for us tonight, in which case you will be hearing from us again soon.